Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 22nd installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi from Guwahati in Assam tomorrow. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced this while addressing the media in New Delhi this morning. He noted that Prime Minister Modi will release 18,640 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to the bank accounts of around 9 crore 32 lakh farmers. Lok Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon following uproar by the opposition over various issues. When the House began its proceedings at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla urged everyone to allow the question hour. However, the opposition members created ruckus, leading to the adjournment of the House till 12 noon. Mr. Birla was chairing the proceedings of the House for the first time after the opposition's resolution seeking his removal was rejected by the Lok Sabha with a voice vote yesterday. Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, has assured the upper house that a comprehensive investigation will be carried out to uncover the full circumstances behind the reported attack on former Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir, Farooq Abdullah. Responding to the issue raised by the Leader of Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, Mr. Nadda said the government is taking the matter very seriously and assured the House that a detailed inquiry will be conducted. However, the Union Minister also criticized the opposition for giving the incident a political colour. During the zero hour, the Leader of the Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, raised concerns over the law and order situation in Jammu and Kashmir after the assassination attempt on Farooq Abdullah. India's LPG production has increased by 25% following several measures taken by the government aimed at boosting domestic supply for household consumers. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing on recent West Asia developments in New Delhi last evening.
All C3 and C4 hydrocarbon streams, which include propane, butane, propylene and butene, would add to LPG pool, and the same would be supplied to three public sector oil marketing companies for domestic supply. In sabhi prayason ke wajah se, hamara domestic LPG production has increased by 25%. And all these domestic LPG is being directed towards household consumers.
Spokesperson of the External Affairs Ministry, Randhir Jaiswal, said the government remains committed to the welfare of Indian nationals who reside in Gulf Cooperation Council and West Asian countries. Tensions in West Asia have intensified after maritime attack by Iran in the Persian Gulf involving commercial vessels near Iraq and the United Arab Emirates. An Indian crew member lost his life after a U.S.-owned crude oil tanker was attacked near Basra in Iraq. In a social media post, Indian Embassy in Iraq said that the tanker, Safe Sea Vishnu, was sailing under the Marshall Islands flag. It added that the remaining 15 Indian crew have been evacuated to a safe place. The embassy noted that they are in regular touch with Iraqi authorities and rescued the Indian sailors, offering all possible assistance. Meanwhile, Iran has allowed India-flagged tankers to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, following talks between External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his Iranian counterpart Abbas Araghchi. Indian tankers Pushpak and Parimal have been passing safely through the Strait of Hormuz, even as ships from the US, Europe and Israel continue to face restrictions in the strategically important waterway. The country is observing the anniversary of the historic Dandi March or Salt Satyagraha today. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi and all the brave freedom fighters who participated in the historic Dandi March. Lok Sabha Speaker and Union Home Minister Amit Shah also paid his tributes on the occasion. World Kidney Day is being observed today. In his message on the occasion, Health and Family Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda called upon everyone to join hands in spreading awareness and ensuring that kidney health remains a priority for all. And in the FIH Hockey Women's World Cup Qualifiers 2026, the Indian team secured a dominant 4-1 victory against Wales in a Pool B clash at Hyderabad in Telangana last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.